1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
If you tap it,
what?
They will phone.
Huh? I'm scared.
Okay. Yeah, that was dumb, huh?
That was...
It was, but I love it.
All right. Whatever. It's your phone tap time.
Okay, there we go.
And if you've had a brother or a sister growing up, then you're familiar with a little sibling rivalry.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Oh, yeah.
And as a kid, it can get pretty intense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kind of cutthroat. But when does that competitiveness start to mellow out?
I would say, like, late teenage years.
Never.
Maybe high school, college.
Never.
Well, for own Jose Bolaños, the pettiness never stopped.
Ah. Never.
In fact, it's continued right into the business world. And he's ready to steal one of his brother's clients who's having a pest control problem. But Jose's determined to make her switch to his side.
Oh.
You'll hear it in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, is this Laura?
Yeah, this is her. Who's calling?
My name is Bryson, and you have an appointment at 3 o'clock tomorrow with AAA Pest Control?
Yes, I do.
Well, the reason I'm calling is because my brother's actually the owner of that company.
Okay.
And I have my own pest control company I'm trying to get off the ground right now. It's called Quadruple A Pest Control.
Okay.
That's actually how I got your number. Kind of a funny story. I was at my brother's yesterday, and while he was out on a call, I saw your name in his appointment book. Probably not the most brotherly thing to do, I know, but you got to do what you got to do to drum up some business, right?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little confused. What's happening? I need them to come to my house because it's pretty urgent with the issue we have going on.
Sure. That's what I'm getting to. As the owner of Quadruple A Pest Control, I'm willing to offer you the exact same service at the exact same time for $20 cheaper.
How does that sound, huh? Why are you wanting to steal your brother's business? What's in it? I mean...
Well, look, my brother and I, we've always competed against each other. So it would totally make my day. I mean, it would make my year if I could steal a customer away right under his nose. I mean, what do you think? Come on, it's $20. It's a good deal.
I mean, I guess, like, you can come at 3 o'clock and it's the exact same service.
Absolutely.
Because we had already talked about everything I have going on and...
Yeah, no, I read all the details. And so we can do everything the same. Better, even. Because we are Quadruple A and he's only Triple A.
Okay, and, like, can you send me a contract that has this all written down so that I have it on paper? Okay.
I don't see a problem with that. I do just have one little favor I need to ask of you, though.
Okay.
So when you're on the phone while you're canceling with him,
yes,
will you make sure that you say that you found a better pest control business and then at the end yell, Quadruple A Pest Control rules? You know?
I mean, I don't want to get in between this rivalry that you have going on.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get someone to come fix my problem. So.
Okay, that's fine. If you don't want to do that, just say this. I'm going with your brother's company because he is more successful and better looking than
you. Sir, I'm not going to say that.
I'll take either one.
I don't even know what you look like. Like I said, I'm not trying to get in between any of this. I just want someone to come help me.
Okay, well, what about if I gave you a $30 discount? Would that make you more comfortable? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, sure, but I don't want to call your brother and then put him down when he was very kind to me or whoever I spoke to on the phone. I don't know if it was your brother or someone of his employees.
All right, look, how about this? I'll give you $40 off. All you have to do is just tell him that I beat him in hide and go seek in fourth grade.
Look,
he's going to be so mad. He's never let
that go. I've made it very clear. I don't want to get in the middle of anything that you have going on, and I will politely cancel with the other company, but I'm not going to go further than that. I am not going to...
I figured you would just be just like my dad. You're always going to pick the older brother over me, huh?
What?
Look, I know what you're
going
to say next.
On?
Let me guess. You're going to say next, oh, Bryson, why can't you own your own respected pest control company like your older brother?
Look,
why has your company been flagged by the Better Business Bureau 46 times in the last 3 months? That's what you're going to say, right,
okay,
Dad?
No. Okay, this is getting out of hand. I am not, this is not what I'm here to do. I am trying
and
to
And you know what I would say? I would say this. I'd say, you know why, Dad? It's all because you went to his baseball games over mine. And I always looked up in the stands, and instead of you being there, you'd send your assistant with a cardboard cutout of yourself. I knew the difference. Every time, there's glare on cardboard.
Okay.
Your face was shiny.
Okay, this call has gone way too far. You clearly need some help. I maybe think about seeking a counselor, a therapist for you.
Well, what if instead of going to therapy, I just tell you that this is a prank phone call? Would that make
it
better?
What do you mean? A prank phone call on you or on me? I don't understand. Like, what the hell is going on?
This is a joke. My name's Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Wait, so you're pranking me? Let me just get this right.
Yes. Your boyfriend Julian actually set you up. He said that you have like a pest control appointment tomorrow. He said you mentioned it was too expensive, so he thought we should mess with you. Or... You know, you're really laughing a lot. You reminded me a lot like how my dad used to laugh at me every time I played baseball.
That voice, you're going to haunt my dreams.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.